Thank you very much, Mr. President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. The Multi-Year Expert Meeting on Commodities and Development was held on 25 and 26 of April 2018. It was opened by UNCTAD's Deputy Secretary General, Ms. Isabelle Durand, and in her opening statement, she highlighted some of the challenges faced by commodity-dependent developing countries, in particular, the least developed countries. She, for example, highlighted their vulnerability to shocks and the negative effects of price fluctuations on their economic performance. Therefore, she noted the need to develop policies to diversify economies and exports from these countries, which constitute 67% of developing countries. Some of these policies were discussed by participants on the second day of the meeting. At its opening plenary on the 25th of April, 2018, the meeting elected Ambassador Eloi Lauru of Benin as its chair and Ms. Margaret Kaemba of Zambia as its vice chair, cum rapporteur. The meeting authorized, the meeting agreed to authorize the vice chair to finalize the report after the conclusion of the session. I therefore have the honor to present the report to you on behalf of the chair and vice chair who were unable to be here today due to other pressing commitments. The Multi-Year Expert Meeting discussed two substantive issues, namely the recent developments, challenges, and opportunities in commodity markets. And secondly, diversification and value addition. Under the first substantive item, the meeting reviewed the recent trends in different commodity markets, namely agriculture, minerals, ores and metals, and energy. Several issues were raised during the discussion. The overarching theme being that developing countries' strong dependence on commodities continues to be a challenge to their development and attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. Most participants were of the view that economic and export diversification is the best way of ensuring that commodity-dependent developing countries do not repetitively suffer from the vagaries of national and international commodity markets. Under the second substantive item, the meeting discussed the ways and means of achieving economic diversification and adding value to primary commodities. The discussion highlighted the need to adopt complementary horizontal and targeted policies to achieve this objective. Horizontal policies include sustainable fiscal policy for development throughout the commodity cycle. Moreover, effective monetary policies and avoiding overvaluing exchange rates are important in diversification efforts. As for targeted policies, they range from human capital investments to meet sector-specific needs, to infrastructure development, and many others. Several case studies were shared to illustrate these recommendations. The meeting concluded with the chair recommending that exchanges of experiences be pursued, as this could be a basis for pushing forward identified best practices and processes that already are underway in some developing countries. Ladies and gentlemen, the report has been out, has been distributed. So this is just a very brief summary of this report. So should you have any questions, I'll be here and I'll be entertaining them. Thank you very much.
I thank you, Mr. Ingrun Sisa, for his presence today here and for